Welcome to episode 241 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. This is going to be the final podcast for the year 2023. And our topic today is going to be crossover. And our anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." He called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Verse 10. "Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So again, today's topic is crossover. And many of us know and understand what crossover looks like. A crossover means that you go from one place to another. You move from one location to another. You move from one status to another. For example, if a person is in the hospital, right, and they've been sick for a very long time, let's say they've had cancer, and then, you know, they undergo chemotherapy, they get drugs, they get medications, they get medical help, and then they go into remission and the cancer is cured, you can see that they've crossed over from having cancer to having no cancer. If you see a person that, oh, let's say they were very poor, you know, they did not have any kind of money or anything like that, but then they went to college, they worked hard, they did well academically, got a wonderful job, or something along those lines, and then they became wealthy, you can see that those people have crossed over from poverty to wealth. A third example I will give is, say for example, a person is a medical student. And as a medical student, you're in medical school, you're taking your board exams, you're doing all these things, or you come in as a medical student, but by the time you're done taking your board exams, you're done completing residency, you've gone through your clinical rotations, you become an attending physician. At that point, you have crossed over from being a trainee to becoming an attending. So if you understand these examples, you can see that there are three things at play here. Number one is your initial state. Number two is a transforming event. And then number three is a final state, right? There's an initial state, there's a transforming event or series of processes, and then there's a final state. So how does this relate to what I'm discussing today, the topic crossover? Well, the thing is, if you notice from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we see a host of initial states here. At least I can call out a few examples. One is the state of darkness. Another one is the state of having no identity. Another one is the state of having no mercy. But the final state for these examples, the people that were initially in darkness, the Bible says that, oh, their final state was wonderful light. The people that had no identity, their final state was God's people. The people that had no mercy, their final state was, oh, they have received God's mercy. So the critical thing we need to examine is, what is the thing that transformed these people from these initial states to these final states? Or the thing that made that transformation is encountering the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think it's very instructive that, you know, today is Sunday, today is December 31st. I happen to be making this podcast today, and this is the last day of the year 2023. I want to encourage you today. What is your current state? Are you living in darkness? Are you living in sin? Let me tell you this. When you don't have a life in Christ, you don't have an identity. When you don't have a life in Christ, you have not received the mercy of God. When you don't have a life in Christ, you are living in darkness. So I want to encourage you today. Why don't you make that crossover today? Why don't you say, because you see many people, you know, they take New Year's Eve, they're like, oh, I'm going to write down all my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Right? But what is the most important resolution you can make? Is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you this. You don't even have to wait till January 1st to make that crossover. Make that crossover now. The Bible says that today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Right? The Bible also says that now is the accepted time of salvation. You're not guaranteed that you'll see January 1st. I'm not saying that, oh, I'm not praying that you see January 1st. I pray that everyone sees January 1st. But you don't have that guarantee. There are some people that are talking right now. There are some people that are alive right now. That before the day runs out, they're gone, right? So why don't you make that crossover now? That crossover does not depend on date. It depends on your decision. Make that decision today. Surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a relationship with God. When you have those things, then you know that your life is settled. You know that, oh, you've been translated out of darkness into his marvelous light. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to take that decision today. I want you to take that decision right now. Don't delay that decision, right? You don't want to keep living as a person with no identity. You don't want to keep living as a person in darkness. No, light is better than darkness. So I want to encourage you today, if you've not surrendered, because, you know, you may have lived a life of sin. You may have lived a life where, you know, you've lived a life of addiction. You've lived a life where you're just doing things for your own good, for your own self. You don't care about other people, right? Or you've been living a life where you feel empty. I'm telling you this, there are many people that in the eyes of the world, it seems like they have an identity, but those people's lives are patently empty. There are many people that you see that are very famous, right? And on the outside, they look like, wow, their lives are really well put together. Some of these pop stars, some of these celebrities, you're like, wow, I desire those people's kinds of lives. But if you know them in the secret place, if you know them behind closed doors, you know that, wow, these people's lives are very empty. Many of these people, they've committed suicide. Right? So I just want to encourage you today, right? Why don't you go for a good identity? Why don't you go for what is a true identity? Why don't you acquire that identity of being God's person, right? Because that is the only true life that there is. I'm telling you, like, the affairs of this world, right? Money, wealth, a big home, wonderful cars, having an MD by your name, having this by your name, getting a 270 on your USMLE exams, all these things don't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Because when the world passes away, all those credentials, everything is going to pass away. A person that was a celebrity on earth and they had all these wonderful things, once they die, all of that is gone. Yes, we may remember their celebrity status, but it has nothing to do with the life after that, right? So I want to encourage you today, why don't you go for something that has eternal value? Why don't you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? If you want to do that today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need help. I need your mercy. I believe you died on the cross. You shed your blood to set me free from sin. Cleanse me, Lord, of all my sin. Purify me of all my unrighteousness. Come into my life and take over. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Give me a new beginning. Give me the identity of being God's person. I want to be a partaker of your mercy. I don't want to live in darkness anymore. I want to live in light. Come and take charge of my life. Give me a new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I pray for those that said the prayer of salvation, and I pray for myself and everyone listening to this podcast. I pray, Lord, that as we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into your marvelous light, let us live in that kingdom of light. Let us not go back to darkness. Because just as crossover can happen from negative to positive, a crossover can also happen from positive to negative. I pray, Lord, that may you put a permanent barrier between us and darkness. Help us, Lord, not to return back. Just like the Bible says, a dog returning to its vomit. Lord, we will not return to our vomit. We will not be people that have tasted, because your word says, who taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us not have tasted of the goodness of God and go back to the badness of evil. Help us, Lord, as we have crossed over, to stay with you, to endure to the end with you, knowing that our salvation is in heaven. Lord, please help us. Please help us, Lord. And thank you for those that have crossed over. Please, Lord, transform their lives for your glory. And use them for your glory. Use them to show the world that there is a God in heaven. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I want to also pray a prayer of thanksgiving. You can even say this in your heart. But Father, I thank you for this year. Thank you for life throughout this year. Thank you for good health. Thank you for the successes. Thank you for the failures. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for the people that have listened to this podcast. Thank you for the people whose lives have been impacted by this podcast. Glory to your name. We ask for your mercy upon this podcast, and we pray that next year shall be better. We pray that next year you will teach us your word. You will teach us, you will draw us closer to yourself. We will know you more and more. And more lives shall be transformed by this podcast. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And the seeds that have been sown in people's lives, let those seeds germinate and bring forth fruit for the glory of the name of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. So for those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, for those that have crossed over, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, don't go back. Don't go back. You've crossed over. You are God's person. You are part of God's people. You have received God's mercy. You are living in his wonderful light. I will encourage you, don't go back to the world. So there are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, 96 to 101. It is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. For many people, the New Living Translation is excellent. Read it every day. Think about what you have read. Write down action steps based on your life. And then put it into practice. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they are absolutely not Bible-believing. That's not the place you want to be. Any place that preaches things that are inconsistent with the Word of God, that's not the place you want to be. So do these things, and you begin to see your life take a turn for the better. And again, I want to thank everyone that has listened to this podcast. Thank you for devoting your time and attention every week to listening to the one or two podcasts, usually two podcasts that come out every week. Thank you for listening. And again, I will encourage you, as you hear the word of God on this podcast, put it into practice. You will see your life take a turn for the better. The word of God is quick and the word of God is powerful. So I wish you a happy new year. And I trust the Lord that next year will be far, far greater than this year. That the Lord will send forth his word to us that is relevant for our season to us next year. And I pray that your life will be transformed by the word of God. And I pray that if you are dealing with anything, be it a sickness or disease or despair or a mental health crisis or family issue or personal issue, I pray that the Lord will send his healing to you. And I pray that the Lord will send you help. And I pray that the Lord will glorify his name in your life. So until episode 242, have a wonderful new year. God bless you. Shalom. And bye for now.